Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I have a treat for you. Christopher Gustav is here, founder and the interim CEO, CTO at OMA. That's Oma Mears. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. How's it going?
It's going really well. Well, you created something that, as a father of three daughters and a wife, when I got home after you starred on GoFund Yourself, you have the world's first beauty-focused, AI-enabled smart mirror. And it allows for so much more than the standard mirror when women are getting ready for the day, for an event, for an evening out as well. But it's weird that it takes a military veteran, and thank you for your service, a software engineer, a music producer, to be the one to come up with a better mirror for women. What do you think it is about your background that led you into this certain specific space and capability?
That's a great question. First of all, thank you for the introduction.
Thank you.
I think a lot of my background comes from problem solving. 10 years in the United States Navy, you have to learn to solve a lot of problems in a bunch of different domains. You have to get certifications in different type of tasks. So you could be in a department where it's all operations, and you have to understand how engineering and logistics works. So you start to understand how to take a big system and break it down into a bunch of small systems and integrate them properly, what have you. Then taking my self-teaching experience, I spent the last year of my time in the Navy teaching myself how to code Linux, AWS Cloud Engineering, Python, Golang, and I became very hacky when it came to solving problems and understanding how to read documentation quickly, put stuff together. And when it comes to building something as the mirror, of course, it started off as a gift for my sister. And then from there, I was able to expand.
And it's funny how we have certain callings, and whether you thought it was the history that you had as a DJ, producer, songwriter, or now this calling as a creative technologist that you utilize in our military, the Navy, but have you always had these future inventions in your mind even before you went to school?
Yeah, this is. I'm actually self-taught. I haven't finished my college degree. I'm self-taught in a lot of ways. So a lot of my life experience is what brought me here. I know how to explain it now. It's called mental models, and I take this term from Charles Munger. He wrote two books on that, and I realize that when you're in the Navy, you're walking around, you're asking people for advice on how to solve problems. People are explaining things to you, and you have an image in your head. And I started realizing I have a bunch of images in my head and started playing around with them. And that's how I came to Oma Mirrors. But there are a lot of other inventions I have in my head, which are constantly updating all the time, nonstop. Yeah.
And so we talked about, you know, creating the prototype for your sister. What was the situation that you wanted to surprise her with this, you know, first beauty-focused AI-enabled mirror?
So it was a DIY. It started off as a DIY, like, hey, I know I could do that. And I started putting it together. By that time, I already had a year and a half of enterprise experience, software engineering. So I put all of that to play here. I'm more so Python, backend, Linux, AWS, Terraform, cloud engineering, DevOps type of software engineer. The front end required JavaScript. So I self-taught myself the basics of JavaScript while working on it. I locked myself in my apartment in Queens for a week and a half. After a week and a half, I finished the DIY version, and I'll email a video of you if you can see. You'll see the first prototype. And I was jumping around my apartment like, man, I'm self-taught without a college degree. This is crazy. Can you believe it? I'm this guy. I'm hyped. And after 30 minutes, that came down, and I'm like, well, you're going to have to make this touchscreen. You're going to have to add a camera. You're going to have to, you know how to implement AI. This is right before OpenAI came out. And I was working I was doing a 6-month contract at Meta, and I saw how much everybody was getting ready to see how to pull in these models and implement them in different ways. And I'm like, you're going to have to put everything you know into this and just lock in. I had a talk with my cousin. I said, hey, you're going to see me just like put in a year into this. Turned out it's been 4, but yeah.
Yeah. And being dedicated, having a desire that you must be what you can be. Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. Now, you have that engineering software background, street code, as I call it, that has enabled you to be successful. But I come from, since 1999, the hardware side of stuff. And, you know, working in Korea and China and Asia for so many years in 1999 and beyond, there's a lot of challenges when you're talking about screens. And it moves quickly. Quality control is a difficult challenge, obviously, yeah, through COVID as well, since you've been doing this 4 years.
Yeah.
What have been some of the pragmatic business lessons of doing business overseas and working with hardware?
You're dedicated to it now. It's a wrap. Once you're doing hardware, you have to understand that your life changes. The way you do a cost of one piece, you know it might change in 2 months. And you're going to have to be aware of that. There's a bandwidth to pricing. Being aware that there's a little, if you're asking for this much capital, ask for a bit more so you have some leeway, what have you. You're fully dedicated to the fact that you're going to be updating the hardware. Be prepared for prototypes to break, which happened a few weeks ago. And fully dedicated to the fact that it's hardware. And it's not as, but software, you could treat it like cattle. With hardware, it costs when something breaks. It costs when you make a mistake. So it's best to make the mistakes early on.
Yeah, and understanding the redundancy that's necessary in hardware and being able, in case something breaks, to have one available that you don't have to wait 2 months to get it back and stop everything because there's no platform to build it on. One of the other things with your background as a DJ and in music as well as a producer is beyond the innovation, it seems to me that you have a great awareness to blend cultural relevance into your product. Where does that cultural side play into making the UI better suited or the value of the opportunity greater to the culture and the cultural relevance of the product?
Great question. I love that question. So growing up in New York, you're embedded in culture. Everything's about the culture. You learn how to like be the culture, live the culture, see it in a lot of ways. I don't know if you know Beats headphones, you know.
Yeah, of course. I put them in locker rooms at MLB, so I know them very well.
Did you have a chance to meet Karen Civil?
That name sounds really familiar. I think I did. I, you know, meet so many people, I can't say for sure, but that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, she's from Jersey. She's Haitian American as well. She was able to do with Beats and integrate the culture into it and have that marketing style with it was always interesting to me. So I saw that with Alma Maris. Obviously, during COVID, the NFT craze, I saw where we failed as a culture to like implement NFTs correctly. So I saw how we could put that into the platform. I'm seeing how artists would want to. I'm working with artists now who want to bring the music game into a more exciting place, and they're looking for ways to interact with their fans. So I saw how we could place their mixtape or their album covers as 3D art on the mirror and make it like some type of art pieces that they could sell via the platform on the mirror. So bringing entities back in an exclusive manner. These things are, you see these, as the more I worked on the mirror, the more I saw how to implement and allow it to play into the culture in many different ways.
What excites you most? You know, technology moves so quickly. The mirror is in its capability, expanding exponentially. You blew us away on GoFund Yourself with what it could do today, but that changes daily, I assume. What keeps you most excited today about this Focus touchscreen smart mirror?
The way customers can engage with it, the many different features we have that allows them to engage with it in different formats. You could use it for makeup. You could use it to have your 3D up there, 3D art on board. You could use it as a dashboard to watch the news or what have you. The one thing that keeps me excited is the AI model. To be able to continuously update the AI model, add so many different features, 3D makeup, you know, being able to replicate the face using 3D models so you could just practice makeup on your 3D version of your face. So many ways to take this. Just excited to take it there and seeing where the market is going with AI. A lot of people think there is a AI bubble, or they can't really see where AI is going. It's more about the people who see where AI fits and is dedicated to the journey. And if you're down for it, it's going to be a fun 10, 20 years.
One of the other things that excited us on GoFund Yourself was the product integration, the marketing, the sponsorship opportunity that exists on the platform. You can imagine, you know, working with a retailer or a specific brand and being able to test out product, sample product, discount product, distribute product. What are some of the things that you see with retailers, products, services, and solutions that can be marketed, branded, and sold on the platform?
Def, I'm going the makeup route for sure. Cosmetic and makeup route. So excited to hire a chief beauty officer, somebody who's going to be in charge of that for sure. We see so many health aid products that's going to be super helpful. And definitely some type of therapy that would be helpful, video to video therapy as well. Being able to place the mirror in B2B situations such as Sephora or any type of makeup store, what have you, and hotels and resorts. The way we have the, you have the playbook playing in hotels, being able to have a home mirror inside of a hotel to be used by the customers would be cool as well.
Yeah, it'd be very cool. And let's talk about the funding. You are starring in March on GoFund Yourself, the number one show on Cheddar. We are able and capable of doing crowdfunding, a Reg CF or a crowdfunding opportunity where people can give as little as $100 if they're emotionally connected to this. So under the Jobs Act, giving an affordability of opportunity to get on the ground floor of these exceptional opportunities. Give me a little bit of background of what your raise is going to look like and where people can go to fund this.
So a raise is going to look like a mixture of crowdfunding and, you know, major investors. We have crowdfunding on WeFunder, wefunder.com/onthemirrors. And obviously excited for the March 5th show. Learned a lot that day. Excited to be able to have the show air and see the response from that and learn about the next level. I'm ready for what's next. Excited for what's next.
And how much are you raising and what do you plan to do with the funds?
Right now, I plan to raise around $500,000. We plan to update the software very quickly. We have the plans to go. It's about moving forward with capital, have some more units shipped over to the States from manufacturing. This is to go into, put in front of investors. You have three daughters. So to have their reviews and let me know how to update as fast as possible would be cool. And to be able to, we have 200 plus pre-orders. We have 200 customers. I've been walking around with the prototypes in New York for a while. We have over 200 plus pre-orders that we would like to fulfill, give back to the homegrown customers, the people who believed in me from the beginning. That's the most important part.
Sure. Yeah, well, obviously proving interest and then delivering those prototypes and then building from there with the input and the speed to market that's going to be necessary to take advantage of all the strategic partnerships, distribution, retail, marketing. Just to finish up, social media. Obviously, GoFund Yourself has been on a platform of experiential. It's a great experience to get advice from some of the biggest leaders in the space. Business development. There's a lot of investors there. There's a lot of other strategic advisors and partners that you can partner with. But it's also about the post-production content, which is also an area over the last 11 years with the Playbook podcast and 2,600 episodes that became more valuable as time has moved on, that taking the highlights from the show and from GoFund Yourself and incorporating those into a bigger distribution model to create a greater awareness to the funding opportunity and pre-order opportunity. And I hope that in the WeFunder campaign that you coordinate product with funding as well. So if somebody don't invest this much money, they would get a beauty-focused AI-enabled smart mirror with that type of investment. But do you have any social media plans, influencers, post-production content plans for the OMA mirror?
First, thank you for the advice. And yes, there's a lot of marketing ideas. There's a lot of ways to play this. I'm very excited. The implementation of capital is going to allow us to go so many different ways with marketing. There are ways to implement this with artists who are in the music industry, makeup artists for sure, to have this place in music videos as well. And that's just one style, like of my style of marketing. And I'm looking forward to working with people who really have experience doing this stuff, promotions, campaigns, and getting it done right. And that's an important thing. That first communication you have, that introduction to the world, I want to get that right first time. This is a big product, so getting it right.
you are doing all the right things. You're finding people in a position in a situation that you want to be in to help you, and you also helping others. Just a creative military vet, a software engineer, music producer, but now founder and interim CEO of Oma Mears, an incredible entrepreneur. Let's all support him on his WeFunder campaign. Hopefully he'll coordinate some product in there for us to use, give him some feedback. For those yeah. are girl dads out there and married men, it's a great gift. And Christopher Gustav is providing us a great platform to make the world a more beautiful place. My mission, to empower others to be happy. Beauty is in the mirror. Check out Oma Mears and Christopher Gustav. Thank you so much for joining me. This is David Meltzer on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.